Many of us would like to know what causes depression. We'd like to know this because we've experienced something that has that name ourselves, or we know people who have experienced it, or perhaps even we're trying to think about what might be wrong with me. I know in my life, and that's what this audio is about, it's going to be about what causes depression. And I guess at the end of the audio, I'll say something which is about my personal conclusions at this time in my life. But before I go any further, a little bit of background. At one stage in my life, I didn't think about depression at all. I got on with my life. I was, not to say I was totally happy with it. I don't think I've ever been totally happy in my life. But sad, bothered, afraid would be words that I used, you know, among the different words that I used to describe, you know, myself over the years. Then the next stage of my life, when I started to be particularly interested in depression, was when I experienced a collapse of my health, my emotional health, it felt like, and I, you know, called depression. I accepted that I was depressed, and I became very interested in it, and I assumed, because it felt like this intuitively, that depression was an emotional matter, and it never crossed my mind that had anything to do with my brain. The next big shift in my life in relation to depression, which happened many years later, was the belief, or perhaps even the hope, that depression was a result of an imbalance in my brain, in which serotonin and other things were my level was low, and my belief that antidepressant medication could actually right that imbalance and bring up my level of serotonin, and so on and so forth. So that came not necessarily when I first started taking medication, but when I started to ask myself, well, how does medication operate? It was a great relief in a way to think that if I take these tablets, they'll correct the imbalance in my brain. And also they relieved me of a terrible feeling of shame, and that I was an emotional wreck, and that, you know, there was something wrong with me, had been wrong with me from the very beginning, and that I'd never sorted out many of the things with other people had sorted out in their life. And the next phase of my life is more the current phase of my life, in which I came back to believe that depression is an emotional state. An emotional state. Now, I'm reading a book at the moment. I want this audio to be about something that I find interesting every day as part of the Audio Mo audio community. The book is called Depression Delusion, and it's by Dr. Terry Lynch, and who's an Irish doctor. And I'm going to read you some quotations from this book, chapter 2, which I have found particularly interesting this morning. And the book that I'm talking about has a very big number of quotations. I mean, it's as if Dr. Lynch, you know, uses the technique of quoting an awful lot of views of people of very sound reputation to get across what's going on. And these are some of the quotations that I found. I won't tell you who's written them because it would take too long. And chapter 2 begins with a quotation. It would be nice to hear psychiatrists acknowledge in public that even though they've been telling the public for two decades that they know what the underlying pathology of depression is, they really don't. And again, a quotation from a different person, quotation from a 1996 article, says, modern psychiatry has yet to convincingly prove the genetic stroke biologic cause of any single mental illness. Patients have been diagnosed with chemical imbalances, in inverted commas, despite the fact that no test exists to support such a claim, and there is no real conception of what a correct chemical imbalance would look like. Yet conclusions such as depression is a biochemical imbalance are created out of nothing more than semantics and the wishful thinking of scientists, stroke psychiatrists, and a public that will believe anything now that has a stamp of approval from medical science. Here's another quote. Although it's often stated with great confidence that depressed people have a serotonin or norepinephrine deficiency, the evidence certainly contradicts those claims. And here's another one. Despite no biological etiology, cause has been proved for any psychiatric disorder in spite of decades of research. So don't accept the myth that we can make an, quote, accurate diagnosis. Neither should you believe that your problems are due solely to a chemical imbalance. Another person says, remember that no biological marker has been found for depression. I'll move on. These are to give you another quote. About the absence of evidence for this. And here's another quote from as long ago as 1978. Although it is stated by practically all the psychiatric textbooks that the aged are more prone to the depression of an endogenous nature, that is, rising from within the person rather than in response to external triggers, generally assumed to be biologically caused, we believe that the unhappiness, which is misdiagnosed and treated as an endogenous illness, is a legitimate response to the plight that many of the aged find themselves in. The so-called depression, therefore, is not primarily due to a biological upset, but an understandable reaction to the alienated, rejected isolation and social stress that the aged are suffering from. I'll give you a couple of more quotes from a book. Here's one from a book in 1993. Scientific reviews of the biochemistry of depression have failed to identify a consistent biochemical basis. The most recent psychiatric textbooks review the biochemistry of depression, sometimes in detail, and as if a great deal must be known about the subject. But they end up admitting that the theories are conflicting and remain speculative. Now let me jump ahead to some quotations from a more recent time in the book, and I will give you one in 2009, New York Review of Books article by a doctor. The theory that psychiatric conditions stem from a biochemical imbalance is used to justify as justification for their widespread use, even though the theory has yet to be proved. We move forward to 2013, a Canadian psychiatrist. There is no biological marker for depression, major or not, nor has any psychiatric illness been convincingly attributed to a shortage of any particular transmitter. And we get to a quotation in a YouTube video of 2014 by a campaigner. And this author of this book says that she correctly stated, psychiatry is the only form of medicine that diagnoses you without having any physical test. If there is something wrong with my brain and I have a tumour or I have something else, you will be able to see that I have a tumour. You will be able to know there is something wrong with it. The whole basis is that people who are in need of psychiatry have a chemical imbalance in their brain and they need drugs to fix it. Well, there's no test. There's nothing to be able to say that you have a broken brain or that you have anything wrong with your brain. No doctor can say that one brain is supposed to be normal and another brain is supposed to be different when it comes to psychiatry, and yet they are going on that false premise all the time. Now, let me just add that I personally, and the person who's written this book, Depression, Delusion, Terry Lynch. Neither of us are anti-medication campaigners. No. But they're just some interesting quotations. And I find them interesting because at a certain time in my life, I believed that I had a brain imbalance and that what I really needed was to correct that imbalance, and that if I corrected that imbalance and kept that imbalance within the bounds of balance, that I wouldn't get depressed. So I hope you found that interesting. I would imagine that anyone who listens to this audio will find it at least relevant. And I want to thank you very much and for listening to it. And I want to thank Ern Mander on the internet for setting up the propelling the audio community, AudioMo, to come into existence. And I'll do more during the month of June. Bye-bye for now.